Our next speaker is Kaylee Frampton. She's a former coordinator of TSSU. She wrote her MA thesis, actually, on the last round of bargaining. I should read that, Kaylee. Kaylee is a co-editor of the 2006 anthology Sociology for Changing the World, and she's been active in social justice struggles around the tar sands, trade agreements, and most recently, the Olympics. So take it away, Kaylee.
Thank you. I wrote most of my talk based on the thesis stuff, so a lot of it relates to the teaching support staff union and bargaining and action that we can take around bargaining, but hopefully a bunch of it can also be applied to student organizing in general. So I wanted to start off today by acknowledging that we're gathered on Coast Salish territories and that the colonization of this land affects who has access to the university, and that we need to make use of the privilege we have to ensure that accessing post-secondary education is something that everyone can access and that education is free for everyone. So over the last three decades, the Canadian government's neoliberal policies have created a crisis in underfunding of post-secondary education. With steep funding cuts, universities and colleges have looked to balance their books in several ways. They've increased tuition. Tuition fees in most university programs, as you know, will surpass $5,000 this fall. That's double what they were in 2000. They've solicited greater private funding. We talked about Goldcorp today. They're implementing cost reduction measures like increasing the reliance on contract faculty. And part of that is an unwillingness to recognize the work that graduate students do. The present economic crisis has further exacerbated the financial situation at many universities. So cash-strained investors are actually restricting their corporate donations. Deficit-laden governments are turning their heads at any idea of increasing funding to public education. But the combination of the crisis in the university and the global economic crisis has activated student and worker unrest across the country and indeed the world. Over the past 2 years, there were dozens of university strikes and occupations. These actions are marked by broader ideological challenges to the prevailing social order, as well as increased repression from campus and state authorities. In the SFU context, this leaves us with several questions. How do we build campus, both student and union organizations that are capable of advancing movements and consolidating gains? How do we foster mass movements that exceed the politics as usual of lobbying and straight up bargaining, but instead bring us into new fields of action? How do we understand the current conditions and develop a revolutionary politics that are appropriate to that? And how do we in the university create strategies that can activate popular sentiments both on and off campus? Of course, I do not have the answer to all of these questions, but I hope to provide some reflections. So the context of the Teaching Support Staff Union on campus and bargaining, just a bit on that. The Teaching Support Staff Union began at SFU as the Association of University and College Employees, AUSI, Local 6, and it was founded in 1976. The thing that's really distinct about the structure of the TSSU was that it was established by feminists as a socialist structure in opposition to mainstream unions. The TSSU is the only AUSI local that's still in existence, keeping its status as an independent union, while most of the other unions have joined CUPE, the Canadian Union of Public Employees. In the last round of bargaining, one of our top demands was on something called tuition waivers, where graduate students, this has been a strategy across Canada, but where you try and get some language on tuition negotiated into your collective agreement so that every time tuition goes up, your wages are not being clawed back. So we were following, that was our top demand, but we were following a number of campuses that went on strike over that same issue, including UBC, McMaster, U of T, and York. However, we were at the same time dealing with, this is around 2005, a provincial government that was preparing for the Olympics. So our contract was up in 2004, but only in 2005. We had been at the table for already for 2 years and consistently told that there was no money for wage increases. The TSSU, along with most other of BC's public sector bargaining units, were finally told by their administration that they had both salary increases and a signing bonus. Whew. PSEC, which is the Public Sector Employees Council, this is kind of jargon. I'm just going to say that it's like, it's the, you're essentially bargaining with the province. They had found $1 million to settle all public sector contracts. But they told the unions that they had this strict deadline where they had to sign by April 1st, 2005. And that contracts, though, instead of being a shorter term, they wanted six-year contracts. So you would sign from 2004 to 2010. And that was to guarantee that there was labor peace during the Olympics. So as part of that round of bargaining, the TSSU was offered signing bonuses for their members ranging from $300 to $3,000 per student. And the collective agreement, as I mentioned, would hold us over till the Olympics were done. The TSSU joined other education unions in coordinated bargaining at that time with CUPE. And we watched as kind of every local in the coordinating bargaining process accepted the deal. And basically, what happened is the labor movement was kind of paralyzed by these signing bonuses. No one felt like they could reject this offer from the province. So, in essence, the Liberal government was really smart in doing that. What this did highlight, though, is although you know we go to the table with the university, this bargaining round was all about the province. They were the ones who were controlling everything that was happening at the table. So I just want to really highlight that as something to think about for the next round of bargaining in terms of strategies. And I'm just going to jump to my third point here of rethinking space. Some of the most, I think, exciting things that we did during the last round of bargaining involved using the university in new and innovative ways for us as students. So one of the things we did was we had a mark-in out in the hallways where we got all the students to mark publicly and show other students and the university administration what it looks like to sit there and mark a pile of papers. And at that same day, the union was going into bargaining around space for students in the university, and we were able to make gains because of that use of the space. But also, get creative with your actions. Have a sleep-in in the hallway leading to the admin offices. Organize outside of the university as well. Demonstrations in downtown Vancouver, for example. But I also want to put forward that there's been a wave of occupations that have swept the U.S. in the last 2 years. I can name a bunch of them, but I'll highlight a few. It's in September 2009, students at the University of California walked out to protest their 32% tuition hike. At University of Santa Cruz, students occupied the Graduate Center for a week. There's been a bunch in New York. They center on the coasts, the wave of student occupations. And in March 2010, there was a National Day of Action in the U.S. where students occupied, blockaded, rioted, and disrupted the functioning of the university and their cities. So I just wanted to put forward that we should have put occupation back on the table as an option, just because this is happening so prominently in the U.S. Over the last couple of years. Just to conclude, we need to do tons of stuff, clearly, but deepen our analysis of the state of the university to also develop a critical analysis of capitalism and the imperatives that derive from capital's endless need for accumulation, which is what's actually leading to the spread of more precarious employment. So hopefully this analysis will help us formulate our demands and organize our struggles. Thank you.